episode, and we're celebrating. Today we're celebrating not only the podcast, but each other, highlighting our own journeys up the hill. We play a few games, celebrating our quirks and personalities, and then get real about how we're growing, what we're learning, and the truths that are sinking in and causing life change. Thanks for being here. We hope to bring you 100 more. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill.
Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill, and I have been teasing this for a while.
Yes.
I'm super excited about it. This is a big deal.
Very big.
You guys, we turned 100.
Yay!
Yes. This is our 100th episode.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I can't even believe it.
Yeah.
I cannot
awesome.
Even believe
Long
it.
By.
It has, and it's been so much fun. I have Jolene. I don't have Jolene.
We wish we had Jolene.
Here. She's here by spirit.
Uh-huh.
I've got Crystal and Sydney with me today.
Hi.
Yes. Hello.
We're ready for this.
This is a milestone. I am so grateful for you two and for Joe, and I'm so excited for our listeners. Like, we couldn't do it without everybody. Like,
that's right.
David, who does our editing, and he posts out all that for us. Like, it's a team effort, and we are just so thankful to you guys. So here we go. My first question of the day, because, you know, like, this is, we talk about this, we do this for the listeners, but we also, like, this is so much about our own growth.
It is.
Where we've all said, like, even if nobody's listening, like, we're changing.
That's right.
I'm growing and
learning. Made a lot of strides in my
life.
Oh,
man. Yeah. So, yes, people have asked me that on the side. Like, do you listen to your own podcast? And that I absolutely do.
Yes.
And some episodes I listen to more than once or as needed.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm having a certain attitude. Like, let's go back and see what you said. So here's my first question. When do you listen to the pod? Like, what are you doing? Where are you?
I finally get in the car by myself.
Oh, yeah.
Which isn't as often as I'd like, but it's definitely, like, it's my time.
Yep. I feel that.
Usually more on cleaning.
Yes.
You know.
That's actually a great tip, too, because it makes cleaning more fun.
Well, like, I can time it. Sometimes I'm like, if I'm really tired after the laziness episode, I'm like, it doesn't matter. You need to get up and do this. You don't feel like it. And I'll be like, okay, no, I can clean for like 35 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's, so.
You can do anything if you know there's a time limit. I listen on my walks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that works.
And that's good because then I feel like my walk is pulling all the duties. Like, I'm working my body, I'm working my mind, I'm outside.
Right.
And it does keep me walking longer.
Oh. Yeah, it does.
Where I'm like, oh, I'll just circle back and do this stretch again so that it's a 35-minute walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get, burn more calories. Hey.
Smart.
So, yes, we do listen to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, especially when we need it.
Yeah.
Especially when we need it. Certain ones are where we say something like, oh, I'm going to need to go back and re-listen to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we're going to start with some fun, though. I figure, you get to 100.
We need some fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I've been saying this, and this has been coming up for me a lot. I know I'm serious. I know I'm a serious person. And I've said on the pod before that I want to avoid the fluffy stuff because that's like trying to live on a diet of gummy bears.
Yeah.
It's fun. Doesn't really do anything for you.
Right.
So I tend to focus on the meat and potatoes, so to speak, week to week. The growth, the truth, the life change, the punching people in the gut.
Yeah. Good at that.
But
yes.
I have also been learning in my own life recently how fundamentally important fun is.
Yeah. Mm.
And heck, I love gummy bears. So today we're going to have some fun before we get into the growth and
where
change.
Where are the gummy bears?
Like, I know I should have brought gummy bears
on the table here.
Man, I dropped the ball on that one. I owe you guys some gummy bears.
Mm.
So we are going to start today. We used to do more fun questions, but that was before we used to record. Here's some behind the magic. We used to record after church.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
when we met in the morning, where we kind of our time wasn't as limited. Mm-hmm. Now we record before church.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're kind of on a clock.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then in my brain, fun is what I cast aside to get to more hammering. But today we're going to have fun. So I have two games. Mm-hmm. Okay. They were not prepped. So
let's do this.
First game we're playing is who's most likely to.
Oh, okay.
So the answer has to be either Becky, Sydney, Crystal, or Jolene.
Okay.
Okay. She can't speak for herself, but
we can still vote for her.
So everybody will go around and say your answer each time.
Okay.
Okay.
We should have had a sign.
I know, for the little things. Okay. I will just say the thing and then we'll each say who's most likely to. Okay. Ready? Which girl on a hill is most likely to run a marathon?
Jolene.
That was my answer too. Okay. Accidentally find a portal to another dimension.
Sydney.
Oh, you think so? I was gonna say you. Yeah.
Oh.
You've traveled and done all the fun stuff. I was like, yeah.
And so you'd be like, she has like science background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Crystal. most likely to get a tattoo. I say Sydney.
I ain't got no plans.
I don't think any of us have ink.
I don't think
so. I don't have any. Does Joe have some?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
I don't think so. Unless she's real secretive about it if she does.
Jolene.
I know. You know.
I'm like, oh yeah, no.
Who is most likely to trade their smartphone for a flip phone? That's you.
Yeah, I would. Sydney. I would do it 100%. Me.
I was thinking you might just to simplify your life.
Mm. My kids, I take so many pictures of my kids.
Yeah.
They're like all the time. They're like, are you going to take the picture now? Yes, I am.
You can take a picture with a flip phone.
Yeah.
Which one of us is most likely to be the first person awake on a girl's trip?
Oh, not me.
First person awake?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say Jolene.
one of you, it's me or Jolene.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of us.
My next choice. Yeah.
Who is most likely to hike the Appalachian Trail?
Crystal.
Think I'm going to hike it, though?
You could hike it.
Their
mountains are like hills, I feel like. I'd go with you.
It's a really tough one. I could see us all doing none of us doing
Actually,
it.
Actually, yeah, you two would be also. Yeah, between you and
Joe. I don't have a good answer. Who is most likely to actually be a spy?
Not me.
I don't know.
Who's
the sneakiest?
I don't know.
Bye.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like be one right now and not tell. Hmm. This is our cover.
You could be.
I once looked at a job description for the FBI.
Really?
Yeah.
Between the two of you. Yeah, I bet.
Maybe I am.
And I was like, I don't fit this.
This one is so funny to me. I was cracking myself up coming up with these. Who's most likely to be late for brunch because they stopped to pet an animal?
To pet an animal.
I mean, I'm going to be late to brunch just because
I'll go with you.
I would have just been late. That's why I was like, oh, it's me too.
Yeah. This one is so Sydney. Be the first one on the dance floor.
Yes. Mm.
Sydney.
Hands down. But I drag you all out with it.
I like to dance. Get out there with me. Mm, girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could do it now. Mm-hmm.
She is.
Yeah.
Into my Roxbury. Who is most likely to have a snack in their purse?
Jolene.
She has to have
one. She always has snacks in her purse.
That's so smart.
Always. They're healthy snacks.
Yeah.
But they're snacks.
They're snacks.
They still count.
They're snacks. Who is most likely to cry while watching a movie?
Oh, I don't know. I was like, I'd cry. I don't know.
I cried like 3 times. I watched a movie today with my cousin. I was like, it's like the third time crying.
Yeah. It doesn't matter which movie it is.
I'm so much more emotional.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't know now, since it's the 100th episode, I'm pregnant again.
I'm pregnant again.
Yeah. So,
we're so excited.
She's not small. Like,
not small.
She's far along.
No, I was going to tell you. Yeah. They were measuring. I did my late ultrasound. And the ultrasound tech would not shut up. But she was telling me, oh, your baby, she's just, and it's a girl, it's a girl.
Yay!
Praise the Lord, it's a girl. And we want to name her Yvette. I don't have a middle name, probably something old ladyish, but it will
Sydney
be.
Sydney likes old ladies.
I like old lady
names. Uh-huh.
And anyhow, she's like, oh, she's just got a really big belly. I was like, I'm like, is that a bad thing? thing. Like, no. It's like,
I want a chunky little baby.
I know. So, based off her measurements, it's around 5 pounds already, and I still got 2 months to go.
The rolls on the rolls. There's nothing like the rolls.
Hopefully, she just Michelin away out of there.
Like, we're all praying, like, our friend has this chubby baby that's hard to deliver.
I tried to tell her. I want it hard to deliver. Oh, yeah. No, I'm praying about it. The Lord hasn't. I'm not going to worry about it.
We're excited. I'm glad you got to say that. I didn't want to, now I don't have to keep it a secret.
Yeah, see? Oh, okay. See? Yeah.
Who is most likely to have a museum membership?
Ooh. You.
See, now that, I could argue that all the ways. Okay, Crystal, because she likes culture.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You and Jolene have little kids.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But you too.
But I homeschool.
Yeah.
Like, it could be all of us.
Mm-hmm. I should.
I think we would have different museum memberships.
For sure. Like, mm-hmm. OMSI versus... Like,
different versus the Portland Art Museum, which I don't think you do
membership still never
for,
been there. Yeah.
Anyway.
Still never been to the art museum.
Who is most likely to own a unicorn onesie?
Oh. I had a pig one, but I don't have a unicorn one.
I think I would have one.
Crystal would so have a unicorn onesie.
And I'd wear it.
Yes, you would.
Yes.
Yes, you would. You like being cozy.
I almost had a Mickey Mouse onesie, but because my sister got the onesie, and I was like, I'd rather have the two-piece.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I like the two. Yeah. Like, it's hot, you know.
Yeah, that was my thought.
That's fun. Okay, this is my last one in this game. Who is most likely to know every word to We Didn't Start the Fire?
We didn't start the fire.
I think I would guess Sydney.
Actually, I don't, that's the only part
of the world's been burning. It's been burning since the world's been burning.
I know, I like, you know, Dwight knows it. That's about as much as I know. It's what Dwight.
Yeah, I could be out there dancing to it. I know the song. I don't know all the lyrics.
I'd know the like, not necessarily I can all do the words.
Marilyn Monroe. Like, I can do the little, like, ending ones. Okay, y'all ready for some rapid fire?
Okay.
Okay, now this rapid fire means answer quickly.
Okay. Oh.
Another podcast I listen to, he does rapid fire with all his guests, and they're all like, let me think. And you could hear him getting annoyed.
Okay. I'm going to be on it.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. We're just going to go around. We'll start. We'll go Crystal, Sid, Becky. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What is your ideal temperature?
Oh, wait.
90.
What? Whoa.
Really? Oh, wait. Okay. 70?
I'm going to say 75. Okay. 90?
I love the
girl.
Heat.
Okay. You live in the wrong state.
No, I live on the wrong side of the state. Mm.
That's right. That's right.
But I have friends now.
What is your go-to weeknight meal?
Wait, it's mine? I just did one.
Yeah, we're going to go around in a circle every time.
I said 70. She said 75.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to go first.
Mm-hmm. I've been eating Fruity Pebbles lately.
Oh, man. mine's rice with meat and vegetables. That's what I've just been making that. The boys like it. They like stir fry. We did gravy tonight. You know, gravy, rice, and
nice.
You know.
I'm just going to say tacos is the first thing that jumps to my brain.
Easy.
It's a real easy meal. Everyone likes it.
Yeah.
No one fusses. Okay. Favorite music genre?
80s right now.
Mmm.
Oh, yeah. It depends on my mood. It's definitely the decades. All the decades. Mm-hmm. I pick any. Pretty much from like 20s till now. Like, mm-hmm. depends on my mood.
Mine's jazz.
Oh, yes.
I've also been into lo-fi because my teenagers really like lo-fi. Right now, it's interesting.
I don't even know if that I know what that is.
Look it up. It's fun. It'll make you feel
on my Spotify. I'm just gonna listen to it
like street cred with 15-year-olds. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. What is your favorite cheese?
Ooh. Oh my goodness. right now, like flagship.
What's that?
It's delicious, sharp, salty cheese.
Ooh, gosh, amazing
with
amazing.
Apples. I have some in my fridge. I can bring some.
Dill Havarti.
See, y'all
that
are
fancy. That is delicious.
Mm-hmm. I'm not rapid firing at all, but they were like, some lady on TV was making charcuterie boards, and I was like, see, those are nasty because people bring fancy pants stuff, and I like regular people things.
But you're like, so cheddar.
Today, some Ritz and Monterey Jack.
Ooh.
And like turkey from the deli. I don't want your smoked salami and your Gouda.
Ooh. Just saying, for dinner tonight, it's Vampire Slayer.
Ooh,
like, no joke, it's Vampire Slayer.
Yum.
You got a lot of garlic.
Dude. That's the name of the cheese.
What about easy cheese? I love easy cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
Hot out of a can. You had me at Ritz. Oh, yeah. Okay, crap cheese.
I got Velveeta in my
government
fridge.
Cheese.
I ain't ashamed. Okay. I just want some Tillamook.
Oh, yeah, Tillamook is anything. The best. Yeah, hands down.
Okay, what is your favorite day of the week?
Sunday.
Hmm. probably Friday night. Yeah.
She's dancing. Yeah. Mine's Monday.
Oh, you.
Okay, here's why.
I'm judging a little bit right now.
I'm secure. Monday is like the only day of the week our family doesn't have any extras.
Makes sense. Okay.
No kid has a thing. Whoops. David doesn't have a meeting. It's like a normal day.
I wasn't judging you. I was.
You can judge me.
I was.
Mondays are like, wah.
Just another manic Monday.
I'll put your worst Sunday.
Okay, yeah, you wrote that, that. Prince, keep going.
What is your favorite U.S. city?
Oh, U.S. city?
U.S. city.
Darn it.
She is having trouble. Crystal likes traveling.
I'm going to say Anaheim.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's right up there with me.
Ouch. Bakersfield, because I have family there and it's trashy and I feel at home.
That sounds terrible.
But you know what? They got
you
all the things.
You should write travel brochures.
It's trashy. My you wife ride at home.
It's a garbage town, but you should go.
My cousins live there and I have a lot of joy when I think about it.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, I love it. Mine's Bend.
Oh, okay.
I love Bend. This one is in honor of you, Jolene, if you're listening at home. Who is the cutest Disney prince?
We know her.
We know.
I want to know yourself.
We know her.
She was comparing her husband to a Disney prince in front of him. I don't know that he was amused. Maybe a little bit.
I'm curious.
I've never contemplated it, but I guess as a child, Prince Eric was my favorite.
Okay. Well, we know Joe's. Mine's, of course, Beauty and the Beast. It's the Beast. Mm-hmm. I love it. All that hair. Must be Robbie with his hair.
Yes. He does kind of look like him transformed.
That's when I realized that was the thing. They say, look at what your childhood crush and then who you're married to. And I was like,
okay, mine's Flynn Rider.
Oh, yeah.
The smolder. Here it comes. Here it comes. Yes. Give me some Eugene Fitzherbert any day. Okay, what is your favorite pie?
Pumpkin.
Yeah, that's classic. I would say pretty much any cream pie. Okay.
Same.
I'm like between coconut, chocolate cream, peanut butter, chocolate cream pie.
See, yeah, I think
throw a banana or, you know.
Mine would have been like between pumpkin and pecan. Those are my favorite grandma made.
See, I can't, like chocolate, then blueberry, banana cream.
Oh, yeah, banana cream.
I don't know.
Put peanut butter on it.
Mm.
I like peanut butter and stuff. Keep going.
Maybe banana cream with a Nutter Butter crust.
Oh my gosh.
Nutter Butters.
I challenge you to make that so we really could try it.
Okay, I threw this one in just because we were talking about it together last week. I think just at dinner. What is your Hogwarts house?
Ooh, I know this one.
I'm making Crystal admit it out loud.
You're making me go first?
Yep.
So I am the best part of Slytherin.
There's nothing wrong. My sister.
Stinking love Snape.
Yeah. So yeah, all my family, because we're getting Hogwarts pajamas for our family trip. Guess who is the only Slytherin in the family?
There ain't nothing wrong with that. You're ambitious.
You're unique.
Yeah, I have grown to it. Except that I am a Slytherin.
Yeah.
I'm a Ravenclaw.
I am too.
I figured you would be too. We like to
That's
learn.
That's where the nerds go.
But still, nothing wrong with Slytherin.
You've got to like pat me on the head a little
more.
It's
okay, but you're ambitious. That was the word in the game from the Legacy game.
Slytherin.
You can't
argue
with the Sorting Hat, Crystal.
You can't.
Now,
I know.
What is your favorite color?
Pink.
Is it green for Slytherin? No, I know it's not. Pink. Yes, I know you're
mustard
pink.
70s gross yellow and green, the puke green, and then that brown, that puke.
This is the most
brown.
Sydney answer I've ever heard in my life. Yeah.
You're selling
with the orange
it.
And
you're
then the
selling
orange.
It.
Yeah,
selling
you
those
like
colors.
70s like Tupperware kind of, is what you like.
I do.
Yellow is probably mine. It's happy,
yellow, bright.
I like yellow.
But
we're
not
contemplating
the mustard
painting
yellow.
The house yellow.
Oh.
Should.
Thinking like about yellow. It. I need to think about it. It's a big choice. Last one before we get to actual work, because we are having too much fun.
Too much fun.
What is your favorite thing to spend money on?
Vacation.
Mine.
Drinks. I'll be honest. I'll be like I want to take you to boba tea. Mm. I want to take you to coffee. Mm. I want us to go eat pastries.
Your little splurge.
Yeah. I want like coffee treats. Like, coffee or tea date for sure.
Yeah. And mine's totally travel. I am Scrooge McDuck until it's like... Here at Disneyland, have all my money.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I haven't got there yet. I'm too chintzy.
Yeah,
it's too chintzy.
I would wait till they're older.
Okay.
And then let's plan a trip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, We got to wait and, you know, until everybody can. Yes.
Yes, yes,
we're
yes.
doing it someday.
We are definitely.
We're doing it.
We've been talking about it for years.
Yes, it's happening. Okay. We're getting into the deeper questions now. But we've eaten the gummy bears.
Yep, we had our fun.
They were delicious.
What habit are you currently working to break?
Right. You Crystal first? Or should I make take
whoever
table?
Wants to jump in. I have to answer too.
All right. Well, habit wise, parenting, as we were talking about parenting, my aggressive like overreaction. Yeah. I'm working on that.
It's a good thing to work on. Yeah. Mine's kind of the same. I'm working on stopping overworking or making my life all business.
Right.
Like letting myself have some fun.
That's right.
Actually makes a difference.
I'm working on set boundaries.
Yeah. That's a
it's a struggle.
It's a struggle. Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that, but good on you.
So right.
Support you over here.
These are good. Anything. See, and that's the thing. Like, we're committed to changing our life too. We're not just talking about it every week. And I want friends that are actually growing because then I grow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We all grow. Yeah.
So on the pod, I've talked about paying attention to triggers, both the bad and the good.
Yeah.
I couldn't find the episode where I talked about that, but towards that end, what is something that triggers happiness for you? They're called glimmers.
Little flowers in my garden.
Oh,
and I ripped out a lot of stuff of the garden last year, and now I have new stuff growing, and there's these beautiful little white flowers everywhere.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good delight.
Yes. Happiness. It's probably the kids. There's things in them that I really enjoy, especially the mischievousness of Walker.
He is adorable.
Yes, I don't know what it is about him, but
he has
a
little smirk.
He does.
And I'm enjoying Nash too. Yeah. It's like I feel like I stunted myself in just enjoying him when he was like, I enjoyed a lot of things about him, but it's a different way of seeing him now.
And how they interact is so adorable.
Yeah. I think that's a great place to find happiness. If you can, if your kids can delight you, that's a great spot to be in. Yeah. I just put nature, especially if it's coupled with either being outside with people I love, which is usually the family, or like reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm having my iced tea on the deck with my journal.
Ooh, right. It's like, those are just like some awesome moments, period.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Especially at my house, there's not any other sounds. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, here we go. And this one is actually, Sydney and I were talking about, like, it took a while to answer.
Yeah, it did.
And if you listened to our episode on discontent, you might need to go back because that could kick you in the buns for this question. What is something you're passionate about?
Yeah, the passion one. This was a hard one. I was rediscussing it on my way here with Robert. And I was like, what am I passionate about? That's a really hard question because I'm like, of course I'm passionate about my kids. Like, I'm in that phase of life. This is the phase I'm in. I care about being better as a parent. And I suck. I'm getting better. You know. Bad talk. Anyway, so I would say the other things that I'm passionate about that I was like, you know, but I always find joy in learning more specifically about the human body. Like I love learning about like how cool our bodies do these things and our brain and they connect and oh my gosh. So I find passion in learning about that. And there was something else, but I can't remember. So
that's enough.
Yeah.
I love helping people in all different kinds of ways.
Yeah.
In little ways, in big ways, and volunteering, spending time.
That's a big thing,
in
too.
In work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, old ladies. That's probably it.
She's passionate about old ladies.
But that's an actual real answer.
Yeah. Like, it is. True. That's the thing. Like, we think that what we're passionate about has to fit into a box. Like, nope, you're unique.
There's can be no whatever lights you up. Ladies.
Yeah.
What lights you up is what lights you up on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, I just listed what came to my brain. I want people to be readers.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I could be the next LeVar Burton, I would. Like I want people to love reading, like desperately, especially kids. Helping women understand that it has to be whole body health.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not enough to fix to get in shape, or it's not enough to fix the brain or your emotions. Like it all works together.
Spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Yep.
And the last one I put was helping people understand that the Old Testament is still relevant to your life. And like, I love digging in and finding the application. Like, yeah, they're super weird stories, but here's how it applies.
That's cool.
I love it. Okay, so we just finished spring cleaning.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
A lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Our next series is going to be a little lighter. Just saying. What themes did you guys see or hear continually popping up over and over again? The buzzwords, the things.
The fear.
Fear. That was the first one I wrote down.
Too. Yeah.
Fear. Fear kept coming up. That's my
issue. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Did you notice anything before I can list off?
No, fear. Okay. I mean, fear was huge. We've talked about that. It's over and over. It's such a problem.
Every week it was like, so how do we get here? Fear.
We were afraid.
Yeah. The other things that I noticed were unhealed pain.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that's true.
The role culture plays in shaping you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The question of what example are you setting for the people watching you, listening to you?
Yeah, that was a...
And the importance of gratitude. Gratitude yes. came up in five or six of the episodes.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so now we're getting real, real. Every week on the outro, you might stop listening before we get there, but I say we're here to climb the hill with you.
Right. Yes.
Meaning that we are in this.
Amen.
Like, 100%. We're in this. We are trying to practice what we preach.
Tempting. We're doing our best.
We are not experts.
Yeah. So I think that we all are making progress.
I see that in my friends. And it's like, even like to when we started, I'm like, I'm a different person than episode one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Talking about fear.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. Full circle moment. I'm a different person.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way different. Mm. So I wanted us to share how we are growing so that y'all know we're in this with you. We're not just people pretending like we have it all together. Like, we're working at this.
I don't think we act like we pretend like we have it all together. I don't either. Like,
we're pretty real.
Yeah. If you listen to an episode, they're broken, hurt people.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, we are.
I wrote that one down.
So question one, what have you guys been learning in your life recently?
Well, one of the things I wrote down, because I did journal through this, because you did give us a bit of a heads up.
Was these are things you spring.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, oh, by the way. Yeah. Like, one of the things that you had said previously before was, is it true? Mm. Is it kind? You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But the truth is one that kept sticking out for me of like, am I, the way I talk to myself, is what am I saying to myself true?
Yeah, no, it's usually
most of the
not.
Time, not. Mm-hmm. No, because the fear is usually a liar, which is, you know, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been a big one. And then I've been using it with my kids of going, when I start to challenge when they're saying those things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're probably hearing it from me.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? And that's such a big thing, right? You know, it's like my, you know, focus is like, I keep telling Robbie, it's like, I want so badly to be better, but I don't know how to get there sometimes, you know, of like, I just want to be a better parent.
Yeah.
I know I'm doing it wrong, but I don't know how to do it right. That's what I keep saying. And it's like, okay, but is that true?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's like, no, I'm obviously a human.
Yeah.
I'm not a robot. Darn it. And, you know, I'm going to mess up, but that's okay because there's grace.
Yeah.
And I obviously apologize.
And it's a journey.
Yeah. Right. It's not something I'm going to get. I know, I see that the reasons why I do it, you know, is because of unhealed trauma or past hurts or wounds or whatever. So, is it true has been a really big one.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
That's a really good screen to run yourself through.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I've been growing in different ways of like taking more control over what I want in life. And I talked about boundaries and that's a really big part of it, you know, because I love to help people and I am a giver, and that unfortunately, especially in the workplace, can cause issues. And so I am making it a change in that, and there's full of fear, like, let's bring the fear around because I've been there and I have allowed my heart of wanting to help people and make it better for people cause myself issues. Yeah. And that's not, I just can't allow for that. Yeah. But it is challenging me, pulling me in a lot of different ways. And it's scary, but I'm up for the challenge.
It's exciting to be on our side, like watching it though. Yeah. Like, she growing.
She doing it. She's out there setting a boundary. getting scared, doing it again, because that's scary. It's also
like, I see you like knowing your worth.
Yes.
Too.
Like, yeah, that's actually been something I think I hadn't thought about, but I definitely have come a long way in that.
I'm worth this.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. That's fun to see your friends growing.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. I wrote down a few things. One, I just kind of wanted to give an update. I've talked about on the pod. We did the 100-day goal thing at my house. Where, you know, we made a little check mark every day we did it, and I had 6 goals. So just, we completed that. And the ones I was most successful in, just for people starting habits, I mean, and these are things that I knew, but it's different when you're tracking it and actually honestly looking at yourself. The habits I was most successful in were the ones closely linked to something I was already doing.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So that's a really big thing. You know, if you want to make a change, link it to something you're already doing.
Right.
And the one I did the worst in was the change I put on the sheet out of obligation or because I felt like I should be doing it, but I didn't actually really want to.
Oh, interesting.
So that's another, I mean, and I've known this, but like you're not going to change until you actually want to change.
A little experiment. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The other things real quick that I've just been thinking, I've been thinking a lot lately about protecting my energy. And thinking and actually praying about how best to use my time and my capacity. So I put on here, like, I know I have a big tray. Jolene talks about the size of your platter and your plate. And I know, especially the phase of life I'm in right now, like, I have a really big tray. But I'm learning that doesn't mean I have to fill it.
Right.
Right. That's just the, like, going through a buffet. Yeah.
Just because you can take everything doesn't mean you should.
That's somewhere in the Bible, too.
And the last thing I wrote down is that I'm learning that trying to control other people's narratives is a waste of time.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Tempting, though. It's
yeah.
But fruitless.
Yes. Very.
Okay. Next question. Which episode has sparked the most new growth or new understanding for you?
The Pride episode was a really good one for me because I was kind of already had come around to that one and trying to humble myself. So that was just kind of putting more ruts in the brain about those things. But also the people pleasing one, obviously. And the perfection actually keeps creeping on me because I didn't think I had a problem with that.
It's not bad. Apparently I have a big problem with that.
And I'm like, oh, those are linked. Oh, they're coming up again where I think I should do or be or whatever when it's like, that's not possible. That's not who I am.
Yep.
Or that's not something I'm going to just do overnight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
Last year, the spring cleaning, like every week it'd be like, oh, I don't worry about that. I'm not, that's not an issue. Negativity and shame, all of those. Every week I'd be like, I don't struggle with that. That's not a really big problem. And then every week I'd be like hit in the face. Oh, yeah. But the most recent episode that had a really big impact was actually laziness. Because how you define stuff, I'm like, oh my goodness, I stand in my own way. Like it's not about, you know, when you think of the word lazy, I mean,
you think about like sitting around.
Yeah. But there's so many times. And so like, I've been working on that and I've been talking to my sisters about that. I was like, so yeah, let's try to make some changes there.
Yeah.
Okay. Miss Jolene has just entered the room.
Yeah, she's just in the building.
She's here now.
Did I make it for something?
Yeah. Now, see, now it's a bummer because we got to the end part where, like, I prepped them in advance for the questions.
Ow.
So
is this 100?
It is.
Well, I'm going to get a surprise when I go back and listen and then be like, and here I am at the end.
We included you in some of the games. So,
yes, we did.
Yeah.
You can find out what we think about you later.
Only good things.
I will answer this and give you a second to think about it if you have an answer. If you don't, no worries, because again, I did not prep her. Yeah. I prepped the others.
Yes.
Okay, because I didn't think she was going to be here. So
I didn't think I was going to make it.
Surprise.
The question right now is, which episode has sparked the most new growth or new understanding for you? So I'll give my answer and give you a second to think if you come up with something. For me, it was the whole How Do We Get Here series, where we were talking about, like, why are we so darn stressed and burnt out?
Right.
Because first of all, that's like such a big deal to me, is I'm really trying to focus on the why in my own life now. And like, what is underneath the way I'm feeling? Yes. So like, I don't want to dog on myself anymore. So if I'm feeling unmotivated, for example, instead of just being mad or feeling guilty that I'm unmotivated, I want to stop and ask, why am I feeling unmotivated? Right. Like, what is behind this?
Interesting.
Yes. Like, and ask all the things, like, is it something in my body?
Oh.
Is it something in my brain?
Right.
Is it a mindset? Is this related to some unhealed pain?
Right.
And just figuring out the root instead of just focusing on the behavior. So that's the big thing, is just really putting that why into question for me.
Yeah. Awesome. That's literally what that parenting thing I was reading this weekend was like, exactly what you just said.
Because with kids, you can correct their behavior all day long, but if you don't get to the root of why they're lying or why they're stealing, it's
then you'll never
change.
But I needed that for I need that for myself though.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I'll step behind you in this path. I'll follow you right behind in the trail.
What about you, Jolie? The one that impacted me. I cherry pick the episode sometimes, or sometimes like I like listening in into the ones with you and David, because you've been married a good deal longer than I have, and men think differently. And well, it's usually something that sometimes I'm kind of struggling with, and I sometimes I'll hard avoid it if I'm struggling with it, and other times I'm like, no, you need to deal with this, or you're feeling a certain way. Why is that? How about we see how our friends who've been married for a while do it? It doesn't mean that you're perfect, and it doesn't mean that I'm perfect, but I'm like, well, that means, like, what, 20 years now?
It will be 20 years this month.
Woo-hoo!
Wow. It's crazy pants.
But I was like, they still talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because like they choose to.
Our children think we're gross.
Then you must be good. I remember thinking that about my parents. I'm like, stop hugging. Don't smooch. That's nasty. And I'm like, goals. Okay.
You want to make them disgusted.
Not too bad. If they're not like, you might not be doing it right.
Like, but, gosh, get a room.
What was I listening? I was walking with Ben, and I can't remember what it's called right now, but it's when we dog on ourselves. We recorded it recently.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The
self-deprecation.
Self-deprecation.
That's it. Yes. I'm like, it's another D word. What is it?
Yeah. Because I was doing something, and I was like, I was going to make a joke at my expense, and I'm like, why?
You're a human.
That was a sad one.
I'm like, don't do that.
You're doing well.
I'm like, no one's, just leave it.
Yeah.
It's fine. And I did accept a compliment today.
Nice.
No qualifiers or anything. I just said, thank you.
Yes.
Good job.
That's good.
I just said thank you.
Yeah. Good That's job, all you need job. To say. That's
yeah.
all awesome. You need to say. Okay. Last deep question. Y'all ready for this? What line, truth, or tidbit has stuck with you?
Oh, darn it. That was the last answer I had. It was, is it true? Yeah.
Is it true? But that, that fits.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
I have a bunch.
You have a bunch?
I do.
So I know we had talked about, like, is it kind? I remember that. And that's changed a lot of things in how I talk to other people, because sometimes telling somebody when they're not doing something correctly is the kind thing to do.
Yes. Yes.
And I have to remind myself. I was like, sometimes, I mean, the truth is kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like allowing for things to happen and just fix them, you know, because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. Not being kind, because it's going
to continue to do it wrong.
It's going to come back around. So that's something
what my husband says.
That's true.
In a more direct, blunt manner. But yeah.
Yes.
Well, he's a man, so that'd
be interesting. I have a whole bunch. The one, and we keep saying it over, my body and brain are connected.
Yeah.
Right? Like that has just been.
Yes.
Over, and it seems simple, but every time we bring it up, it's like,
Of course.
I didn't know.
They happen to be connected. Like, I never thought of that.
Isn't that crazy?
What? But,
like, that's why I put that on my passions list, because I really want women to start realizing that, like, that if you're not taking care of your body, your brain's going to be messed up. If you're not dealing with your emotions and your negative thinking, like, you're going to be sick and tired. Right.
And your body is going to be mixed.
Yeah. Yeah. They are connected. This is a really cool thing. This is something I've been praying for myself daily. God, help me pay attention to the cues my body and brain are giving me.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
That is really
trying
good.
To pay attention. Yeah. Yeah. Because your body is trying to communicate.
It does.
It does.
It communicates through your emotions are signals. Mm-hmm. Like they're check engine lights. Mm-hmm. And so are like, if you're feeling tired, well, then today isn't the day to push through and be super lady. Like pay attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pay attention. Right. Mm. Another thing. Okay. I told you I have a bunch, but I write these, so becoming aware really does help. So there was it was a night and I was freaking out. I was laying in bed, of course, like overthinking and spiraling and all the things. Again, see, we don't pretend like, we have it all together.
We're laughing because we know we love you.
Yes.
We all do it. Yeah.
But we've talked so much about like fight or flight and how our stress response. And I laid there in bed and I told myself, I am in fight or flight right now. That's all it is. This is what this is. Mm. You're in fight or flight. Good you are job. In fight or flight. You are in fight. That calmed me down.
Wow. Hey,
because then awesome. I knew like half of what I'm feeling isn't real.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's amazing. Yeah. I'm going to try that.
That
next
is
time.
Big progress.
It is. It was like sciencing myself.
And you're like, logic.
Oh, you're in the red zone. Okay. It's not real. It's not real. It's
you're in the red edge of the gauge.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Last two. I'm learning to honor my shifting capacity, something we've said a whole bunch on this lately, too. And I put both ways, especially for me, on days where I need to slow down and then on days where I need to speed things up. Especially like for me, I'm going into summer. And so for me, with big kids who can manage themselves and where it's my time off, I homeschool. That's my job. Yeah. So like I have months off. So it's my slow season.
Right.
And so this is the season where, yes, I should be resting, but I also have time
to prep,
to do stuff.
And go have fun, hopefully.
And to work on the things I say I don't have time for. Like, this is the time I can move.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Okay. The last thing that stuck with me, and I said it on a podcast, and I don't remember which one, was the difference between, and I did it to myself, and again, it worked, where I said, I feel unhappy instead of saying I am unhappy.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the little shift.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, I'm not an unhappy person. I'm just feeling unhappy. Mm-hmm. Passing.
Yeah.
Emotions don't have to drive the bus.
No, that's right. Don't.
Do you have anything that stuck out for you or just a line or a
I mean, I did truth? Use that one vaguely recently when, well, praise, because Ben has been sleeping through the night. It's been like 2 weeks. It's been amazing. It's been 14 months.
Yeah.
Some kids sleep earlier, some kids sleep later. Mm-hmm. If your kid's not sleeping, they will sleep. You can make it. You can make it. But they're, I feel lit at it instead of melting down. But there's been a lot of times when I'm like, would you say it to a friend? Right? Would you say it to a friend? As I'm thinking whatever angry thoughts about either frustrated about something I can or cannot do. Some weird expectation that I have not communicated to my spouse or a weird expectation to have about my kid because we all have those.
Yep.
Would you say it to a friend? Would you say it to Crystal? Would you say it to Sid? Would you say it to Becky? No.
No.
You wouldn't, and you wouldn't expect them to read your mind and all this other stuff. So would you say it to a friend?
Yes. I've been thinking about the flip of that too. And how would you react if a friend said it to you? Would they still be your friend?
Right.
Not if you're acting like that all the time. Yeah, we'd be like, I see you're having a struggle right now.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
All right. We are about to go downstairs to dinner, and we have been.
And it smells nice.
So excited.
I'm hoping somebody took mine out of the oven.
I'm so excited like that we hit 100. Like, this is super rad. So Sydney shares some news with you earlier, and now we've got another little bit of news to share with you.
Go ahead, Joey.
There's more babies.
More babies.
More babies. But wait, there's more. No, there's just
the one.
My one and her ones. So that's two babies. No, not multiples. But it's still it's a baby.
It's pretty exciting.
It was a surprise. We didn't know if we could have kids, and then we didn't know if we could have more kids. So we have kids.
Yay!
you can't see it. He's been kicking around in here all day. So July, early July.
They are their first children were pretty close together, and their second children are even closer.
Yeah. Which is really funny. It wasn't planned.
Where it was like one of them told me like they're pregnant, and then like the next week was like, yeah, I am too. Like,
and then we just sat on it for a while.
Yeah.
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 So,
yeah.
like, I want to tell them, like, okay, so I don't want people to think that they got fired. Like, you're off the show
when we're not here.
When they go away, it's because they're having children. Mm-hmm. Yes. Not because I'm mad at them.
Yeah. Like, you're cut off.
No, you said something truthful. Never hurt my feelings.
You were in a timeout.
Yeah, right.
But that's anyway, okay.
Exciting things are happening. Like, we're growing.
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about that before. Like, all of us are making pretty big strides. Mm-hmm. Like, we're changing.
I've been working on mommy timeouts this week.
Mm.
Mommy timeouts are a thing. Someone, the way that she phrased it, because I had asked for prayer, because, like, just ask for the prayer. And I'm like, I don't want to. It gets better when you ask for the prayer. So just do that.
It does
something to you, and it does. Just do it. Ask. And she's like, have you tried a timeout for yourself? And I was like, a timeout for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put him in the pack and play. He can yell if he's going to yell. I'm going to take a timeout for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
14 months to figure that out, guys. Yep. Timeout for you.
Hey, you figured it out young. Mm-hmm.
Someone had to say it. Now, someone had to say it. I didn't.
Yeah, but somebody who learned it.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with you. Like, I'm just now figuring that out myself of going, oh, yeah. Give me 5 minutes, kid, before I freak out and use a swear word. Because that point is it. I'm like,
There's still days.
Eat a snack. Yeah, that's another tagline. Jolene's always says, eat a snack.
Have you drink had some water?
Yeah. You told me drink water. I did. Yeah.
That's why I told him yesterday I had a headache, and I put in big bold letters, yes, I've had water.
Yes.
But it does make a difference.
But we are so grateful that you laugh along with us. I'm going to try to bring some more laughter. I know I'm serious. My husband is texting me saying, get downstairs. Yes. So we love you. Thank you for sticking with us. I hope we bring you 100 more.
Woo-hoo!
See you.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl in a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.